O Lord, open our eyes that we may see wondrous things in your law. Psalm 119, 18. Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast, where we look to Psalm 119 to remind us that we should open our eyes and pray expectantly that the Lord will show us wondrous things in His Word. Let us begin with our memory verse, which reminds us that the Lord has power to provide, and even in the moment of His provision, what does He do? He gives thanks, gratitude. Verse 19 of Matthew 14, and He directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then He gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. I hope that your week is starting out wonderfully and that the Lord is palpably present with you today. We're in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22. These are some hard verses. We just ended yesterday with Jesus talking about one who would betray Him at the Last Supper. And today the disciples are going to show us that they didn't get it, and sometimes we still don't get it. They were wanting to be the greatest. Verse 24, it begins, also a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials. And I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny 3 times that you know me. Then Jesus asked them, when I sent you without purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything? Nothing, they answered. He said to them, but now if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment. The disciples said, see, Lord, here are 2 swords. That is enough, he replied. And then from the Psalms today, let us read or recite or just meditate on Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It really is a pleasure to meet with you and read together. As we pray today, we thank the Lord for being our shepherd. He wants a relationship with us. He is our rest, our guidance, our purpose. He helps us to be faithful. He works with us in discipline. He gives us hope, security, and an eternity with Him. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, you are our shepherd. We don't lack anything. We pray, Lord, that you would give us everything we need, mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, emotionally, and financially. Lead us in green pastures and beside the quiet waters. Help us to cease from striving today. Would you restore our souls and the souls of those who are weak today from financial burden or from relational stress or from sickness? Guide us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, don't let us go off path today. Keep us on track. And even though we walk through treacherous times that may look like death or are near death or with someone who is near death, help us not to fear. Help us to trust that you are with us. Lord, help us to accept your discipline, your sweet and gentle rod and staff that lead a sheep in the right path. Thank you for your provision, Lord, for the blessing of your preparation and your anointing. May goodness and mercy and love follow my brothers and sisters all the days of their life. And we thank you, Lord, for the hope that we will be with you forever. Amen. Now I have a special treat for you that the Corner Room has recorded Psalm 23. I've actually played it for us before, but it's one of May and my favorites. And this is how we learn Psalm 23. So we hope that it'll be a blessing to you today. Thank you to Adam Wright for allowing us to use this recording.
shall not want.